those who want something very, very badly. Desperately. This is my fault. Good evening, dear friends. This is Frederick Hemp, bringing in the new year with a jolt. You know, there's a saying that if you want something badly enough, you can find a way to get it. That's certainly true of the young man we meet in tonight's story. The play is entitled Watching and was written by Toronto writer Brian Wade, the director William Lane. So sit back and focus on a young man's distress.
Punctual wind mustn't keep the major D waiting. Although you could probably live off your fat for a couple of months.
Anything good on the scope?
Eddie, what are you trying to do? Give me a heart attack.
I know.
You did not.
You didn't hear me.
Okay, if you're going to keep walking in like you still live here, I'm going to have to ask for my key back.
The door was open.
The what?
Yeah. You were just so into it, you didn't hear me. And she must be pretty special.
Who?
Who you were looking at through the telescope.
Oh, no, not really.
Then you won't mind if I look, will you?
Since when do you have to ask?
Hey, I'm a very polite guy.
So why did you drop in?
Oh, there's a present for you in the bed.
A present? Hey, what is it?
Open it and find out.
But why get anything for me?
Hey, you were interested in eating Chinese, me and Roxy?
Thanks, but I'll pass.
Got a date with Sandra?
Yeah. Well, when she gets home, we're going to go out for something to eat.
So you want us to wait?
Oh, no, don't bother.
I'm sure Roxy wouldn't mind.
No, it's better if you don't. I mean, I'm not exactly sure when Sandra will get home.
You like it?
I love it. Where did you ever find it?
Actually, Roxy found it on our lunch hour.
Prince Valiant rescued a fair damn picture puzzle in 1,000 pieces. It's amazing.
I just thought a puzzle act like yourself would be pleased. Nothing is happening across the street. Don't these women ever take their clothes off?
July the 15th, 6:25 p.m. Sandra's home. She's in her bedroom, changing out of her work clothes. Looks like it'll be the usual Thursday night for us. Wash hair, eat dinner, maybe read or watch a little TV. And then we'll go to bed.
Well, I'm not going.
Oh, me neither.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Hey, sit down, Paul. This is our coffee break.
Come on.
You know how Sweeney gets when we're all off the floor?
Yeah?
Well, he can get stuffed for all I care.
Oh. Okay.
Well, like I was saying before we were interrupted, when Roxy moved in with me, it was the best thing that could happen.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I was living too hard, eh? Staying up all night,
drinking too much?
Yeah, I wish he was a mess.
I remember.
You bet I was.
Well, my girlfriend wants to move in with me. I won't let her. Because the next thing I know, she'll want to get married.
You kidding? So, what about you?
What about me?
Well, you and Sandra see a lot of each other. You talked about living together?
Yes.
And?
I like the idea, but she's not sure.
Values her independence?
Yes, that's right.
What'd she say when you asked her?
Well, I didn't exactly ask her. I kind of hinted about it.
Oh, you got to lay it on the line. Tell her you want her to move in with you.
Yeah, I guess I could.
You just got to show her how you feel, Paul.
Well, I do. I mean, I am.
Hey, Paul, don't ever let them push you around. I mean, once you do that, you're as good as dead.
I know. Look, I better go, you guys.
Hey, what
hey,
for?
Come on. Take care of that customer.
Well, sit down. He can wait a few minutes.
Well, if someone has to do it, it might as well be me.
Why'd he buy that garbage?
I like mystery.
Stupid.
I don't criticize your taste.
Help
you. Are these all the cookbooks you have?
I'm afraid so. Is there anything in particular that you want?
Yes. My daughter-in-law collects the series put out by Time Life, and I can't seem to find any of their books.
That's because we're all out of them.
Oh, no.
Have you tried Brackles? They usually carry them.
Are you suggesting I go to a competitor?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, if you do want the book.
Well, you have just made my day. It's not often one gets good service from a personable young man like yourself.
Only doing my job, ma'am.
Friday, July the 16th, 8 p.m. Four women having a dinner party. Four lonely, voluptuous women. A blonde, two brunettes, and of course Sandra, the redhead. Beautiful, moody, enigmatic. You should go over there, Paul. You should go and surprise them. They'd rather be with a man than gossiping with each other, especially someone like you. A man who knows what he wants and how to get it. Women want men like that, who know how to please them, satisfy them. I bet I could walk in there and within a minute, I'd have them all eating out of the palm of my hand. Don't offer her any more to drink, Sandra. She's already had enough. You should send her home. I mean, it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh. Here's a cab. Thank God. I thought you'd never go. That's right. Clean it up in the morning. Lights off. Into the bed. Where we close the curtain, take our clothes, and collapse into bed. Oh, good night, Sandra.
It's around 11:40 p.m., Saturday, July. Oh, who the hell cares what day it is? Sandra has a man. In her living room. Someone new. Gray hair. Suit and tie. Distinguished looking. He must be 50 if he's a day. Jerry the giraffe! Oh, wait a second. He's fast. He's got his arms around her already. Shall we dance? Now, give me a break. What are you doing, Sandra? That's a girl. Give him the drink and move away. Maybe he'll drop dead from a heart attack. He's on the sofa, raising a glass and a toast.
Give it to the most beautiful woman I know. Would you like the champagne? The best friends do make the best, I think. Come, come.
Oh, good.
Thank
you.
I mean,
if
you look good enough.
Oh! Oh!
Sandra.
Oh!
You can't cut me out of your life.
Open the curtains. Please, I need to see what's going on. I need to know.
Rise and shine.
Oh, Eddie.
What are you doing here?
Time to get up, Paul.
It's Sunday. It's our day off.
How would you guys like to have a picnic with Roxy and me on the island?
You serious?
Yeah, come on. You can't stay in bed all day.
It's 9 a.m., Eddie.
While you shower, I'll phone Sandra. What's her number?
What do you want that for?
Call her, stupid.
Oh, well, I just remembered that she had to go see some aunt or something today.
Oh, that's too bad.
But I can come. I mean, I'd like to.
Great.
Oh, by the way, Eddie.
Yeah?
There's something I...
What?
I'm going to have to ask you for my key back.
Well, how come? Oh, hey, listen, if I'm dropping in too much, I mean, all I have to do is...
No, it's not that. It's just... Sandra's decided to move in with me, and I need the key.
Oh, that is terrific news.
Yeah. I guess it is, isn't it?
So you followed my advice, huh?
What?
You laid it on the line.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And a boy, and a boy! Here's your key. And now you get dressed, okay. You son of a gun. Okay. Well, get out of here.
Those two. This is what love is supposed to be. It's got to be the stupidest thing going. He pushes her. She goes up in the air, screams, comes down, and he pushes her again. God. Let's face it. She betrayed you with an old man who has one foot in the grave. He's probably married and got three kids and a house in the suburbs. And now he's got her, too. Whenever he feels like it, he just picks up the phone and she comes running like a dog with its tail between its legs.
Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul. Hey, you want a turn?
What?
On the swing, do you want to go?
Oh, no, thanks.
You're sure? Because you can if you want.
Oh, how about some ice cream?
Sounds great.
My treat. I'll be right back.
Okay, that was great. Huh?
Look at all these people. Jammed together like white whales. Keep their clothes on and mouths shut. No, she doesn't deserve someone like you. No way. You're better off without her. I mean...
Excuse me?
Yes? Her. That's Sandra.
Could you throw me the ball?
Sure.
I don't believe it. Out of the million places she could be, she has to be here. Playing catch with him.
Just a second.
Only got on jeans, a sweatshirt, hair pulled back in a ponytail. Looks like $1 million.
Oh, here it is.
She's looking at you the same way. She must find you attractive. Maybe this is your chance. Maybe...
Could I have my ball, please?
What? The ball, son. Oh, sorry about that.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
She moves like a dream. So graceful. So. Maybe you should go over and talk to her. What would I say? Hello would be a start. Nah, she doesn't want to talk to you. Let's face it, you're a loser. A joke. A wipeout who can't string three words together. Who can't even... Wait a minute. Will you listen to what you're saying?
How's that?
Better. Very nice.
Oh, great.
Well, let's try it again, man.
He's some kind of expert. All you have to do is go over there and talk to
her. Here it comes.
She'll understand. Whoa. What a terrific guy you are.
Strike three, you're out.
Monday, July 19th, 2 a.m. Jerry, the geriatric, still in her apartment. Bastard.
Soup or salad?
What kind of soup is it?
Green pea.
Fine, I'll have that.
A little salt.
And for dessert?
What do you got?
Come on, you know what we got. We come in here every day and have the special.
I'll have a rice pudding.
Okay, and you?
I want to hear what you have for dessert.
We got ice cream, vanilla, strawberry, chocolate, and rice pudding. Did I go too fast for you, or should I say it again?
I'll have strawberry ice cream.
A decisive man, that's what I like to see.
the matter with you?
Nothing.
We get on her case. Something happened at the store this morning?
No, I'm just tired. Sandra had a friend over for dinner, and I guess I was up too late.
Hey, that reminds me. We're having a party this Saturday, and you're both invited.
Great.
So you'll come?
I will. But I can't say for sure about Sandra. You know how it is.
Last time you didn't show up with Sandra, you said I didn't ask you far enough in advance. Well, I don't want any excuses this time.
I'm not making excuses. I just don't know her plan.
Oh, come on. You can't tell me you're not doing something together Saturday night.
We might not.
Unless you don't want to come.
Of course I do.
Unless
what?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, what is it, Eddie?
Well, it just flashed in my head that maybe Sandra didn't exist. That maybe you made the whole thing up.
What?
It's a joke, Paul.
Yeah, what kind of joke is that?
A bad one. Come on, sit down.
Here's your soup and your salad.
You eat it.
Paul, where are you going?
I've heard of people getting sick of our special, but that's ridiculous.
Tuesday, July 20th, 3:30 a.m. No Sandra. Looks like she won't be coming home tonight. Looks like.
How can you do this to me? How can you lie in your bed with him and... And... the curtains are open. I can see everything. Every kiss. Every touch of the hand. Every...
Everything worked out. You and me. We were going to be white.
What's so special about white guy? What's so damn special? What's so special about that guy? That's what I want to know. What's so damn special?
Place and play Asteroids. I just bought it today and I thought...
No, thanks.
Oh. Do you think I could come in for a minute?
Before?
It's something personal.
Well...
And I'd rather not talk about it out in the hall.
All right, come on in.
Well, it's Eddie.
What about him?
He came home from work and said you wouldn't talk to him all day.
That's right.
It upset him, Paul. I mean, you two have been friends for a long time.
He shouldn't have said what he did.
Well... What if he came down and apologized?
No.
What does Sandra think about it all?
Sandra?
I mean, sometimes it helps to talk these things out.
Leave her out of this.
Is she here?
He sent you, didn't he?
Who did?
Eddie. Eddie sent you to spy on me.
He doesn't even know I'm here.
He's been telling lies about me, hasn't he?
No.
He was doing it at work today. Whenever he thought I wasn't looking, he'd start in on his lies, but I saw him.
Will you listen to what you're saying?
We don't need people like you...
Eddie and I are your friends.
We don't need spies or liars.
Well, I think I better go.
Sandra and I can get along fine without anyone.
I sure hope you can, Paul.
It is now 7:15 p.m., Thursday, July the 22nd. I said what I have to say. I guess that's all.
Eddie, I think Paul needs help.
You just tried that and look where it got you.
No, I mean professional help.
Oh, come on, Roxy. It's not that serious.
When I was in his apartment, I noticed there wasn't anything different about it. The puzzle was there, the telescope, the model airplanes.
What are you getting at?
I can always tell when a woman is living somewhere. There's always something different.
Are you saying...
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
But I've never met Sandra. Have you?
Well, no, but he's always had some kind of excuse.
Right.
But why? Why would he go to all that trouble?
It's a pleasant evening, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Princess.
She's a nice dog.
Yes, when she wants to be. Do you like working for the gas company?
Well, yes, I do.
Isn't it kind of late for you to be working?
Well, it's kind of an emergency.
Oh, nothing serious, I hope.
No. Shouldn't take too long.
It's nice talking to you.
Yes.
Just say goodbye to the man, Princess.
There seems to be a problem with the lines on this floor, and I have to check them all, ma'am.
Have you got an identification?
Yes, ma'am.
Could I see your ID?
Where's the stove?
Wait a minute. You can't just walk in here like you own the place.
Why not?
Get the hell out of here.
I just want to talk to you.
Talk to me?
Look. Shut up.
Help!
I can't shut up.
You're breaking my wrist.
Are you going to be sensible?
Yes. I promise.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
What? What do you want with me?
Well, I...
Look, I've got some money.
No, it's not that. It's just... I want you... to have...
What?
A chance to get to know me.
Oh, I see.
I mean, once you get to know me, you'll understand.
What?
That I could be your boyfriend.
What?
What's the matter? Did I say something stupid?
Oh, no. No. Not at all.
What are you doing?
I'm checking to see if I can find her.
Who?
Sandra.
Will you explain what's going on? I mean, we were talking, and then all of a sudden you ran into the room and got the binoculars.
I've got a hunch she's over there.
Where?
The high-rise across the street.
What?
Around the 10th floor. Paul has a telescope pointed right at it.
Eddie, this is ridiculous. If anyone saw what we were doing, they'd think we were strange. Or...
Bingo.
What?
It's Paul. And...
kidding.
Take a look at the apartment on the corner. 10 floors up.
Oh, right. I see. Jesus.
What? What? Let me see. Oh, my God. Let's go.
You don't mean that, do you?
Yes, I do.
You don't want me to be your boyfriend.
Oh, of course I do.
You're lying.
How can I prove you're wrong?
Kiss me, Sandra.
What did you call me?
Sandra.
But my name's Gloria.
No, it's not.
But Paul, I'm telling you the truth.
Your name is Sandra. Sandra.
Sandra. Oh, that's my name. Now, what?
Do you want to or not?
Oh. If you want to kiss me, go ahead.
How'd you like that?
It was nice.
Was it as good as the giraffe?
What?
Jerry, the old man.
Oh, you must mean Roger.
Well?
Oh, it was better.
How about another?
Well,
Hey, Paul, you in there?
What?
Help!
Paul, open the door.
Please,
leave me alone, sir.
Help!
Thank you.
I just know I have to do the right thing. I've thought about this a lot the past few days. And I... Hell, I know it'll be hard for her at first. But she'll get used to me. I've got a few bad habits, but I think we can work it out. In fact, I'm sure we can. You see, when you love someone as much as I love her, then you know everything is possible. Love is the key to it all. That's right. You can never have enough love.
Did get what he was after, in a fashion. Here's who put it all together.
Watching was written by Brian Wade and featured Thomas Hoff as Paul, John Evans as Eddie, Robin Craig as Roxy, and Patricia Phillips as Sandra. Also featured Michael Kirby as Jim and the boyfriend, with Doris Petrie as the shopper and the old woman. Maya Ardo played the waitress. The sound engineer was John McCarthy with the help of Greg Fleet. Sound effects, Jerry Fielding. Watching was produced and directed in Toronto by William Lane. Series executive producer, Don Kowalczyk. And now a clip from next week's program, The Strange Odyssey of Lennis Freed by Tim Wynne Jones.
Ed, did I hear someone mention a blizzard?
Looks that way. We'd better hightail it.
So odd. In 15 years, we've never encountered really bad weather.
If you're ready, the car's pretty well packed up.
Okay. Ed?
Huh?
That young man, Lennis Freed, is he okay?
Ha! The beggar skipped out without paying his bill. This the guy that...
Yes, dear, yes. Who is he?
Damned if I know. He blew in around midnight. Now, I wasn't going to let him stay. Not really our kind of customer.
No.
But, I guess I took pity on him.
There wasn't any car outside.
I know. No luggage either. Now, I checked with the police. They got this computer terminal up there.
Yeah?
They didn't have anything on
him. I mean,
nothing. As far as they're concerned, the fella doesn't even exist.
I don't think he was a criminal.
Oh, come on, Penny. That's why he was grilling you this morning. She is so naive.
Ralph.
Well, no harm done. Now, Beth and the missus checked out his room after he left, and there wasn't a thing out of place. Hadn't even slept in his bed.
Where did he spend the night?
Prowling around our room, no doubt. Come on, Taylor, we'll be snowed in.
Glad I'm not in your place.
Bye, Ed. Give my love to Marjorie and Beth.
I'll do that. Drive carefully, you hear?
On their annual winter pilgrimage to the Atlantic coast, Ralph and Penny Quick find their customary relaxation shattered by a series of chilling developments. That's next week's offering entitled The Strange Odyssey of Lennis Freed by Tim Wynne Jones. Until then, I am Frederick Hent for Nightfall.
CBC Radio.